The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. It's Wednesday morning, about 5 minutes after 7, and this is Trish Clark. I welcome you here this morning. If you have anything on your mind that you'd like to talk about or bring forward, discuss, have a question, you can give us a call at 605-4567. Welcome all of you in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. And welcome. Glad you're here this morning. We've got a few things we're going to talk about. We've got some guests coming up. It's 57 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 77 and a low of 60. On Wednesday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. On Thursday, showers likely, mainly before 11 a.m., cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing. High on Thursday of, I can't see it, a high of 72 and a low of 53. On Friday, a high of 75 and a low of 57, still a slight chance of rain. And by Saturday, we're looking for sunny and mostly clear, highs in the high 70s and lows in the low 50s. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And we have some good news regarding the Delta fire, of course. The rain helped keep things knocked down. The fire behavior is minimal. Large diameter fuels are still prone to burning, but at 97% containment, the total for the Delta fire stands at 63,293. So we should, barring another start, see a sharp reduction in the amount of smoke that drops down on top of us. So that's good news. Turning quickly to our air quality monitors, great air quality throughout the region. We are into the green, a few numbers nudging up into the 40 to 50 range, but certainly nothing even close to what we put up with for so very long.
Yeah, kind of some wispy clouds out there this morning and no sign of smoke, and the air smells fresh and like it's still got a chance to rain out there. But
I see blue.
And there's blue splotches here and there, and that's kind of nice. And we haven't seen that, you know, in a lot of days. But the smoke has just been incredible this year. I don't know whether everyone else has noticed it, but in your yards and your trees and all your vehicles and everything is just covered with the ash and the smoke and the...
And even if you were well away from the active fire region, we had a client of the station come in, had a disclaimer, who was talking about your air system has sucked in a bunch of this stuff, and when you fire that baby up, come fall, you're likely to get a repeat of the indoor pollution. So you may want to have those looked at.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because even though, I know that my unit sits outside the house and it's covered with smoke and dust and what have you. So
just your regular filters aren't going to be able to get all this stuff. So you're going to want to look into, and these guys are busy, so you may want to schedule. There are several companies here in town. You'll hear ads for one of them on this station. But there are several companies that will help get your ducts, and that's where the stuff kind of hangs out and get them cleaned.
Yeah, before you start using those systems. Because I don't know about the rest of you, but a couple of nights this week, it's been a little tempting to maybe click that heater on. I haven't done it yet, but it's chilly.
Yeah, so if the heating coils, or if you have a gas-based system, if there's this stuff sitting on top of the heating unit, as soon as you fire up, that all evaporates into the air, and guess what? You're sucking it in.
There you go. You know, we've got, we talked a little bit the other day about the upcoming election, and a lot of times people think, oh, kind of a yawn, there's not any great shakes going on in this election.
Oh, no.
Well, but people don't think about local stuff. They don't think about the school boards and the water districts and the fire protection districts. And there are some interesting races going on, certainly with the Reading City Council. I think most of the there's some choices there. There's some different, a lot of quality candidates there. And if you haven't taken the time to learn about these candidates, please do. There's been opportunities already to go and listen to them. I know that if you have questions of any of the candidates, their information is available. They're anxious to tell you why you should vote for them. And you owe it to yourself to know what the issues are. I think we tend to pay attention to some, like the city council. We tend to pay attention to the governor's race. We tend to pay attention to those bigger things. But we don't pay any attention to who's serving on our school boards.
Water boards,
fire boards. But yet they make decisions that impact us. If you don't know about those positions and you live in communities that are served by the Mountain Gate Water District
or Centerville or
any of those, you probably should know who's serving on them. And the different fire protection districts, we have several, and there's seats up available on them.
School boards, who is picking what your kids get exposed to? And your grandkids. That's a biggie.
Well, that's right. And a lot of people say, well, my kids are all through school. Well, that's not really true. I mean, your kids are all through school. Your grandkids are out there. The kids that are going to come be trained and in your schools now are the ones that are going to be running this country. and you better care about what they're being taught and how they're being taught it and if they're learning and the things in the school. It's good to know what's going on in your community. I remind everybody that I know as I'm speaking that I'm talking to people who are not even registered to vote. You still have about 15 days to do that. You must be registered. I believe it's 15 days prior to the date of the election, which is an extension of what it used to be. It's really easy. I mean, there's so many ways to get registered.
Yeah, and for the last few years, because of my schedule and where we live and all that, we simply opted to mail in the ballots. But that's pretty painless. Yeah, I actually do is we get the ballots in the mail, I fill them out, and then take them right down there to the front of Kathy Darling's office, pop them right in the box.
Yeah, and there's just no excuse for not voting. As Bob just indicated, you can in fact vote by mail. Really simple. They send it to you, you put it back in the mail, and no problem. Or you drop it off. Or the night of the election, you have decided you forgot to mail it back. You can go to any precinct and drop it in. There's just a lot of simple ways to make this happen. And it's so important that you're a part of that and that you are helping make those decisions. Because if you're not, you can't complain about the results, number one. You're just not being a part of your community. It's important to know who those people are and take the time to do that. Tomorrow I'm going to have the two candidates for the Anderson City Council, Baron Browning and Norma Comnick. They're running unopposed, but it's still important to know who's being returned to the Anderson City Council. And I think the community must be happy with them, or there was just no one that wanted to run against them. At any rate, they're going to come in, and we're going to have a chance to talk with them and also talk with the city manager from the city of Anderson. At the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be having a discussion with Chief Roger Moore of the Reading Police Department. And at 7:30, we're going to talk to Cascade Theater, which there's always something great going on with Cascade Theater. But I would encourage each and every one of you to make a phone call today to a friend. Ask them if they're registered to vote, offer to take them down. This is a huge election in all respects. Certainly, if everybody in the North State that feels strongly about who our next governor was got out and actually registered and voted, we can make a difference if everybody gets out and votes, but not when you're getting 15% of 50% of the eligible voters out to the polls.
Yeah, you got to make it happen.
So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:14, River Commons Senior Living brings it to us from California, Northern California's premier retirement community. Surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreation opportunities, it is beautifully designed and located near Turtle Bay Exploration Park. staff goes above and beyond. They got a gourmet chef. They got all kinds of things, activities director, pet friendly. So if you're tight, it's not a care home. It's a living facility where they take care of the lawn and the and all that stuff. And you can have some pretty good eats. Carl calls it a cruise ship on land. To see what River Commons can do for you, contact them to personalize, get a personalized tour. 238-5981. That's in the 530 area code. 238-5981. Back with more Free Fire Radio.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR's Free Fire Radio continuing at 20 minutes now after 7 o'clock. This portion of our show brought to you by Bus Deonti Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane. Our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastianti priding himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastianti Arms, 222-8222.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM radio, Free Fire Radio, Community Radio for the North State. I invite you to give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Surely you have something important you'd like to talk about this morning, or a question or something that's just bugging you. I have to talk just a little bit about this whole thing with the Supreme Court appointment. It's gone from weird and ridiculous to absolutely insane. They've kind of, I think, at this point figured out that maybe they're not going to make all that sex trafficking stuff stick, and so now they're going to try and get him for drinking too much and throwing ice. I mean, I don't know.
Are you listening to
the words that are coming out of your mouth?
It just gets more bizarre. And I think one of the things that I'm, I don't know whether everybody else watches the demeanor of our president as much as I do, but he is so controlled and cool about this whole thing. It's like he knows something the rest of us don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He's so calm, and they're just not getting to him about it. He did take the microphone away from a reporter the other day in a news conference that wouldn't stop asking questions, and so. But he's so nice about it. I mean, he's just really being calm, cool, and collected over this thing, and has a look on his face like he's about three steps ahead of that press and knows exactly where this is going and has absolutely no worries about it.
Yeah, well, the mantra goes from he's reckless, out of control. Remember, he was going to launch a nuclear war
exactly.
Any second. He was going to get us into a tussle with North Korea. He was going to... Putin was controlling him. They're just throwing everything at the wall to see what can stick.
And I mean, nothing
come
does.
On.
And now you got to give credit where credit is due. Clinton that got us into NAFTA, right? And so Bush came in and said he was going to do something about it. And then certainly Obama was going to renegotiate that thing. He talked about it during the campaign. He was going to renegotiate NAFTA and get us on a firm footing and the whole thing. And wow, that didn't happen. President Trump talked about it all the way through the election and talked about trade and how important it was and how all of that stuff had to go. And now he's come in and actually done. Imagine this. He actually has done several things that the press doesn't seem to dwell on that he said he was going to do during an election. We haven't had that in an awful long time, but I mean, the embassy is in Jerusalem. How many presidents promised that? Well, it's there now. We have renegotiated NAFTA and have a really good agreement in place. Everyone who's looked at it is saying, wow, this really is more fair. And better, and they tried to get him to just renegotiate NAFTA. He said, no, it was a bad name, bad concept, we're going to get rid of the whole thing. I like the new name he's come up with, the USMCA.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new concept, a new agreement. Everybody said, oh, well, God, here he is. Now he's really messing it up. He's going with Mexico. Now we're going to have a mess in Canada, and we've given up all this, and just down to the wire, and here we have Canada saying, oh, yeah, okay. All right, we'll do this.
The art of the deal.
There you go. The guy knows what he's doing.
And I love the mantra, again, all this growth that we are seeing, that comes to us courtesy of the previous president.
Exactly.
You've heard that one, right?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, he actually got about half laughed off a stage, Mr. Obama, saying that as he was out at a speech someplace and was trying to take credit for all of the... this stuff. But they, you have a hard time saying, I did all this, when you're on record and have said these manufacturing jobs are not coming back. They're never coming back. We're done with that. Those kind of jobs are not ever going to come back into this country again. And all of the other things that he has continually gone on about. I just got to say that it's kind of interesting watching the president. I don't watch news. I watch it only in the processes where I get him saying what he's saying as opposed to people interpreting for me what he meant by what he said. Okay. So I don't watch the news at all. I can't bring myself to do that. And you know, you got to enjoy what's going on. I think I'm hopeful they're going to call that vote by the end of the week and be moving on to something new and exciting.
And in the spirit of Laura Ingraham, let us reach back into the archives and play a brief sound clip from the previous president talking about business. Remember this famous speech?
Yeah.
If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. See, that was, yeah, and now he wants to take credit for the things that are happening. I often wonder, they seem to be able to wipe out of their memory anything that was said.
Well, this would be the Instagram culture.
But we don't. We remember, and thanks to the internet, we can pull it up.
The power of recording.
Pound you with
yes.
it.
Hey, we do have a call on the line. Bob in Redding. Hey, well, all the cool guys are named Bob. Go ahead.
Good morning, Bob.
I agree with you. I don't care how you spell it. It's always right.
There you go.
Anyway, this thing about Trump, I believe in Trump. I love every darn thing this man is doing. But what gets me right now is this income tax fraud, because it's considered income tax evasion. If they get anybody on anything, I have never seen anybody income tax evasion, because you cannot prove it 100%. And this is what bugs me. If they want somebody bad enough, I don't care who it is, they can get them on income tax evasion.
Well, it works out.
And, because of the way the laws are set up.
Yeah, you're right. And I don't think they're going to get this guy on anything.
Well, I'm praying that don't happen, okay? Because this man has done so much for the people of America. And if they can't see what this man has done or has tried to do, we could have 10 times what we have today if Congress would get together with him and do the things they're supposed to do.
Amen.
Their job.
Hey, Bob, you got a kind of a dodgy connection there, so we're going to let you go, okay?
Thanks so much for your comments.
All right, well said. Bye-bye. Yeah.
And I absolutely concur. He hit it right on the head. This president has done so much for this country. He hasn't done anything that I dislike. Some of my friends say, "Oh, I wish he wouldn't tweet so much. I wish he would calm down and be a little more graceful." You know, he is who he is. I think that the way he's handling things is exactly how things need to be handled at this point in time. We tried nice, we tried hero, we tried getting along, crossing the aisle, all that stuff. It doesn't work. It's not going to work. We need somebody who knows what they're doing and knows how to get there. The man is successful at everything that he's ever tried to do. He's got a tremendous ego. He's not about to fail in his endeavors. And I think, as Bob just stated, if he got even 50% cooperation from the people that we've elected who said they wanted to do the same things he did, we would have accomplished so much more. Make another prediction on this. I honestly believe that this is going to be a huge red wave. I believe that we're going to increase the numbers in the House and the Senate and give him enough of a majority where some of these people who are kind of holding everything hostage because they've got that one or two votes that make a difference. I think he's going to have the votes he needs to move forward and really make some changes in the second half of his first term. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. They got outstanding service to all your makes and models of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, 7-day-a-week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
You can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Real people, real winners, as spooks and goblins come out and try to scare. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Halloween Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a Can-Am spider. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drives to play the Plinko board for free slot play Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Can-Am spider. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. If you are into a bold, confident look, comfort, and road trips, maximize your everyday adventure with the most stylish and street-savvy bike out there. Head down to Wind River and play our Halloween promotion, where you could win a Can-Am spider from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Wednesday, October 31st. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Our house is a very, very, very
733 very on KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane. They are our dealer of choice when selecting a new long gun or pistol. 222-8222 is the number, and I think I just read this, but it's all right. They deserve repeating. Now, back to our show.
Can't give that too much time. Good morning. Welcome back. It's about 25 minutes to 8, and this is Trish Clark. I'm joined in the studio now by Elizabeth Sosa Bailey, and she's going to talk about the Cascade Theater and that introduction song, Tickets for Graham Nash. She's going to be at the Cascade tonight.
Yeah. We're going to be giving
a cue to call.
Away tickets,
but not
soon.
Yet.
Yeah,
don't be
stay tuned.
Yet. Stay tuned because we've got some tickets for a couple of upcoming events.
We sure do. It's a really exciting time at the theater. So Graham Nash actually donated $20,000 for car fire recovery efforts. And
wow.
So that's very generous. He waived his artist fees and bought tickets on top of that to give to people who were affected by the fire. So he's he was really moved.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're really excited to have him at the Cascade Theater tonight at 7:30. There are still some tickets available for purchase if you don't want to wait and hope that you're the lucky one that wins, and visit cascadetheater.org.
Absolutely, and always remind people that you want to absolutely be sure that you get on to Cascade on the
CascadeTheater.org.
CascadeTheater.org, because we want there are some other places out there that you can buy tickets, and that's not a good thing.
That is not a good idea, no.
So you always want to be sure that you are on the actual CascadeTheater.org page.
It's weird how they do that. Those third parties, they'll jack up the prices, so it's never a better deal.
Yeah, no, and it's not even a better deal, and they aren't really tickets, so you get there, you really don't have a seat. So, yeah, so always be safe and go to the right one. So, and then on Friday,
Rodney Carrington is coming to town, so he'll be here Friday, 7:30. He's a very funny comedian, and he's also played some country music, and he's going to bring the house down. It's going to be a super fun show.
Do you know, there's so many. I was at the Cascade. I go to the Cascade a lot, but I was weekend for the Kingston Trio group.
Yeah?
Which, what's not to love about that music? I mean, you can't not love Kingston Trio music.
That's
They weren't the Kingston Trio. There's that certain sound that they had. But they were, way enjoyable and a well-spent evening. So
thank you, Trish.
I think that if people are not taking advantage of the Cascade, I'm always amazed because the prices are so reasonable. It's such a lovely evening out, a nice venue. It's beautiful in there. The acoustics are outstanding. Why aren't you going and taking advantage of all of these wonderful artists that come to the Cascade?
It is a tough time for our community because we're asking ourselves that question too. We want our tickets to be reasonable and for folks to feel open to come out, but we understand that there is a lot going on. The thing I would say is that, you know, you deserve to get out of your head every once in a while and enjoy an evening and heal and have fun.
It's so inexpensive. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities in Sacramento, San Francisco, Vegas, and what have you. Those shows are very expensive.
And we've got this right here in Reading.
Exactly. And then you've got the travel and everything. Yeah, for me, I think it's just a gold mine. It's one of the best things we've done. And certainly the variety of artists is incredible.
I'm pretty new in my role. I've been there for a few months, but I'm so proud to work there and be a part of this downtown revitalization effort.
Absolutely. So Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about you. So you do what there?
I'm the marketing and sponsorship manager at the Cascade Theater.
And you've been there just a few months. What did you do before that?
I was working at a radio station. I won't say which one right now. At a Chico. And I fell in love with Reading more. I liked Reading. I'm originally from Texas. I'm a Texas gal.
Oh, uh-huh. How nice. All right. Yeah, and what brought you to California to begin with?
The mountains were calling.
And boy, we've certainly got those. Over and different than the hills in Texas.
I'm from Houston, very flat, but I've always loved the arts and I get bored with one thing, so that's what I love about my job and what I get to do. It's always new, and we do have this awesome range of artists, and getting to market them and find folks who want to support the theater and, really be there for Reading and our community as we rebuild and heal from the devastating effects of the car fire.
We've had a lot. The entire North State has been impacted by all these fires. It's going to take some time to get it all put back together. But so many of the, like this concert coming up with Graham Nash, What a tremendous outreach from so far away.
Yeah.
And to come in and put that much money into it and do a concert and raise money for the victims. And we've had a lot of fundraisers going on
with
the victims for the different fires and you know, it's good.
We did one with Bridge House and Vintage. Janelle and she helped put together this concert, and that was about $20,000 that we gave to the Shasta Regional Foundation for recovery efforts. Pat Benatar is another artist who donated a significant little chunk of change to buy tickets just to get folks out of their, you know, out of their headspace and come just enjoy a show. And then we're holding a benefit concert with Chris Christopherson and Ben Haggard on October 27th. But I think it's almost sold out completely.
I have tickets.
You do? Good.
I am. I love the fact that as soon as this information comes out, I am a member of the Cascade, and so I get that right away. And for a while, I would try to find somebody who wanted to go with me,
mm-hmm.
and then sometimes I would miss out on those tickets, the good seats, the ones I wanted. So I now just kind of, when I get the email, I go on and I buy two tickets, and then I shop for a someone to go with me after the fact.
That's smart, Trish, and that's a great point. When you're a member, you get that notice before anybody else.
Right.
And let's say you can't make a show because life happens, whatever, you can exchange them for another show, and no penalty, no nothing. You're not going to get dinged any extra. We'll just exchange your tickets. And if you aren't a member, you need to find somebody that will buy your tickets.
Exactly. So, yeah, no, it's well worth doing that. And I invite everybody to go online and check that out and become a part of it, because it is it's not very much money to ensure that you're going to be able to see the shows you want.
And let us emphasize that when you go online to buy tickets, make sure you're on the correct site, because there are fake sites that purport to be the Cascade Theater, and they're adding 20 to 50% for their overhead, and they represent themselves as the Cascade, right?
So,
yeah, you had your headset on because we already covered that.
Oh, okay.
No, well, what's really weird is
actually dealing with something.
You were.
The ones that we hear most commonly, I think these are the people who can't make a show and then they're trying to sell it. Because I haven't heard about the fake sites. I just know that there's a bunch with crazy extra money attached to it, and I don't know why they're so expensive.
Well, and I don't know. There are some fake sites. I know that they had problems with that at one point, and they always emphasize to be sure that you're on the one. And then I'm sure there are people out there scalping tickets.
Yeesh.
You know, I don't know that there's a lot you can do about that, but I would just say that, you know, you need to go to the proper page and do it early and be a member, and then you can get in there and get the seats that you want.
Yeah.
And where you like to sit in the theater. I think we all have a place that we like best to listen to the concerts. And so we are going to, after we come back after the break, we're going to be opening this up and give you an opportunity to win some tickets for Graham Nash that's going to be at the Cascade tonight at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an opening act?
No. Just Graham Nash telling stories and singing songs.
Oh, it's going to be a great show. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and a lot of you would be familiar with that.
Mr. Young, briefly.
From Neil Young.
Okay, yeah, all right. So we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back after these messages.
And we're going to tell you right now, this portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the few full-service places that jewelry stores that are around in Redding. Get your watch fixed there, all kinds of good stuff. 222-2750, that's Four Winds Jewelry.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff
will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
I like my women like my chicken with a little bit of fat on the end.
This is a funny guy, but if your ears turn pink easily, he's probably not quite your guy. But Rodney Carrington, of course, in the lineup coming. Let me read a spot here real quick before I give the... Give the microphone back. This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. If your loved one is needing extra help at home or is recovering from an injury or illness, you're going to want to check out the fine folks there at Reading Home Helpers. Sharon Clark can give you all the details. Give her a call, 226-8350. Remember, there is no place like home.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark, and we're visiting with Elizabeth Sosa Bailey from Cascade Theater. We were laughing because during the break, Bob was looking for some music that he could play intros for Rodney Carrington. And we've discovered that and remember that this
is for... I
can't
even read the title.
That's what he said. And so this is obviously a show on Friday night for mature audiences.
That's right.
We want you to understand that before you go. He's a pretty funny guy, but if you... embarrass easily, and please don't bring your children.
Exactly.
It really is a mature audience, but he's a pretty funny guy, too. So if you like humor, and he's going to be singing some songs and doing some stuff, and so enjoy. But recognize that it's not probably what
for
something you want to take your mother to.
It's date night for adults, for sure. Leave the kiddies at home.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, I think we should give away some tickets. We've got tickets to Graham Nash and Rodney Carrington. Which should we do first?
Let's do Graham Nash first. And,
all right.
And the first caller is, what, you got two tickets for Graham Nash?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the first caller will get two tickets for tonight's performance of Graham Nash. And that's at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. And you can pick up the phone and make a reservation for a dinner spot downtown and surprise someone with a really good night out in the middle of the week.
What's the phone
walk
number?
Away from yourself, and you can give the phone number, and you can give us a call right now at 605-4567.
Operators are standing by.
Yes, they are. And I think we may have our caller, and that's always exciting. Oh, and there comes another one, and we turn people
Yay!
On.
But, cool.
And in a moment, we're going to have an opportunity to also get some tickets for Rodney Carrington, but we'll finish this out.
Yeah.
And I think we've got our tickets gone, so that's a good opportunity.
Oh, we'll call at the theater.
The tickets will be at Will Call at the theater. For the
Thanks, Bob. So,
Clint, those tickets will be in Will Call. They will not be here at the front counter. I misspoke. At Will Call, and I'm going to hand the nice lady your information. But it'll
Yay.
Be just the first name. So, but we have a phone number too. So,
sounds.
And
good.
I'll take this other call.
Okay, perfect. So the person that won those tickets again, it's Will Call
at the theater.
At the theater, and they'll have your name and phone number on them. So enjoy and good opportunity. So and then the next set of tickets that we're going to have, we're going to be giving away for Rodney Carrington. And again, we remind you, it's an adult, mature show. You leave your criticism and you know, if you don't like that kind of stuff, because he's a little rank.
and I did let a caller know that, knowing the caller, that this may be a little outside of her bubble. So what you want to do is give us a call. Rodney Carrington, he is laugh out loud funny.
He is very funny.
If only I could read some of the titles.
I mean, he is really funny and not terribly cool. Well, I enjoy his humor because it's not terribly crude.
It's not vulgar.
It's not vulgar. It's just funny.
Adult in nature.
Yeah, but adult in nature for sure. So, not something you want to send out in your Facebook page
not work appropriate.
No,
suitable for work.
No.
Yeah, not safe for work.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we'll take those calls right now. The first caller. And you can give us a call at 605-4567. And these are two tickets for Rodney Carrington for Friday night, mature audiences only. So take your best shot at that.
I don't know if we scared him off or not. But
there's somebody out there that's going to claim
Clint, if you're listening, you can call back and I'll get your last name. Because we do not normally announce last names of winners over the air. But I'm going to give her your information and your phone number, and she will maybe be in touch.
Okay, so, we didn't scare everybody off. They got the phone. So, Elizabeth, I'm interested. So, Texas, and you went to college there and what have you, and then you moved here,
mm-hmm.
and you've lived in California for how long?
1 year this month.
Oh, good for you. And so you've located to, and you picked the best part of California.
I love it here.
Idaho many, many years ago, and I spent some time in the Bay Area, and then I spent some time in Southern California. And they kept talking about the great earthquake that was going to wipe California off the map. And in living in both those other areas, I never really quite saw the problem with that until I moved up to true Northern California.
Mm.
And I moved here in 1977. It's a whole nother state and a really beautiful, beautiful part of our United States.
Love it.
Good people. You're within a few miles of almost anything you want to do, whether it's snow ski or water ski or
head to the
arts
coast.
Or the coast. You're just right in the middle of everything. So you made a good choice.
And George is going to be laughing out loud to Rodney Carrington on Friday night, and I will pass the information on, and they will be in Wilco.
All right. Very good. So, that's pretty good. You got four tickets out there for the Cascade Theater. What's not to love about that?
Enjoy a show, go out, have some drinks, have fun.
It is. It's you know, the downtown area, there's all kinds of opportunities, certainly on a Friday night or middle of the week. Great places to eat down there. Invite everybody to start taking advantage of that. Got food trucks back downtown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're open Wednesday through at least Friday.
Oh, is that right? They're actually open
for dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Back during my news reporting days and prior to that, for those longtime Reading residents, there was a time when the Cascade had been reduced to a dollar fourplex.
Yeah,
that's
theater.
Right.
And the interior was just very bad shape. And the process of recovery, when they uncovered those murals, mouths were hanging open. And they brought in these craftsmen who restored the place to its opulent 1930s glory. And it is a showplace.
You know, I talked with someone the other day that I was talking about that, and they said, I had no idea. And we were talking earlier about how close it actually came to destruction. We were not going to have a theater there at all. They were ready to throw the wrecking ball to it when they decided to join with the radio station. JPR Radio?
The JPR Foundation.
Yeah. And there was a lot of controversy about that at the time. They're no longer affiliated with them. But this was a true success story of a lot of perseverance by, what was it, Mr. Putnam?
Yes, Mr. Putnam, who had been the music teacher at Shasta High. Anybody who went to Shasta High in the 70s knew Ken Putnam.
Yeah.
He was a dynamic force, and he shepherded the Cascade through its first several years. Doing an excellent job. There were so many people who fought and fought and fought to make this happen. And I went to the theater several times during the reconstruction.
I did too.
And
it was incredible to walk through it.
Drop your mouth open.
Peeled different layers and came up with, because it had been through several transitions
like
over the years. It was like a dig. It really was, because you could go through, and at one point I remember in the excitement when they discover something new was just incredible, and then the next time they do a tour, and of course they did it by way of fundraisers a lot. You could walk through and see the progress, and they've uncovered yet another mural or another color or another something under the land. So it was very, very incredible process, a lot of hard work, and so we've just enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
And so as you go in there and you sit there, the one thing that we've got to figure out, I'll give you this a little task.
Sure.
To talk to the people that come to the show. We've got to get them to understand the incredible acoustic system that is part of that theater, and they need to turn down the music. You cannot convince them, and I there's the one complaint I hear.
We give away earplugs.
I swear, the one complaint I continually get from people is, gosh, you know, I had to leave. It was so loud.
Aww.
And I actually did walk out of a concert one time.
Do you remember who it was?
I don't.
That's okay.
I understand that the Cascade was designed, an architect designed, towards the latter half of the vaudeville area. In fact, that big hump on the top of the building is a flyway for stage stuff, because in those days, sound systems were still pretty primitive. You had to project to the back of the room,
mm-hmm.
and the design of the room, if you look at it, is designed to carry your voice up into the balcony. Well, when you add about 3,000 watts of audio power into the mix, it gets a little overwhelming.
Well, it is, and I can't remember, because I did. The person I was with left after the first song. I made it through three songs after putting tissue and everything mm-hmm. I could find into my ears, and literally the whole audience was going out the front door. All the people who were working there were out in the front lobby, and everybody was saying, it's so loud. But the sound people think they know what they're doing and won't listen to the people at the Cascade. So you need to tell them to work harder on that.
I will,
get
Trish.
Them to turn that music down, because they're blasting
By the way,
us out.
Your staff there in the tech department, top notch. I've worked with them for 10 years now. Yeah.
I love how much y'all know about the theater.
It's cool. And they're trying. I know they've told me. We've asked them to turn it down, but that's the one complaint I've got. Gee, thanks so much, Elizabeth, for
coming in, Trish.
This morning. It's been really nice. Glad people are going to those concerts tonight, and have a great night out, and look forward to sharing future talks with you about Cascade Theater.
Excited to do so.
All right. We'll be back after these breaks, a word from the news, and we'll be back with Chief Roger Moore.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. America's hiring binge rolls on. Payroll processor ADP reporting employers added a robust 230,000 jobs last month. September job gain, the most in 7 months, followed 168,000 new jobs in August. As the FBI continues its latest background check of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump says the story of sexual assault told by Kavanaugh's accuser leaves too many questions unanswered.
After mocking the sworn testimony of the chief accuser,
where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
He attacked Democratic senators who publicized the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh.
Demolish, destroy, and delay.
Then play acted the role of a man losing his job because of false allegations.
Mom, a terrible thing just happened.
He personally attacked some of the senators critical of the Kavanaugh nomination. Meanwhile, President Trump touted his victories so far in office and says next month's vote is a referendum on him.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. As the search for earthquake and tsunami survivors continues in Indonesia, the death toll from the quake has exceeded 1,400.
Indonesia's national disaster spokesman says that 519 of the bodies have been buried. The magnitude 7.5 earthquake and the tsunami it generated devastated the city of Palu and nearby communities in central Sulawesi province. President Joko Widodo visited the city and says aid is starting to arrive.
That's correspondent Zaria Shackley. Later today, smartphones across the country will spring to life with the warning tones of a test of a presidential alert system, not an actual emergency. It will be just a test of that system. Wall Street stocks sharply higher. The Dow up 133 points. The NASDAQ better by 16. The S&P 8 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The UN's highest court ordering the U.S. to lift sanctions on Iran that affect imports of humanitarian goods, along with products and services linked to the safety of civil aviation.
In 1955, before the Islamic Revolution. Under the 2015 deal, Tehran agreed to limit its nuclear program and give access to international inspectors in return for an end to Western sanctions. Despite being the UN's highest court, the ICJ has no powers of enforcement. Some of its previous rulings have been ignored by both countries.
The BBC's Anna Holligan in The Hague. With back-to-back trade fairs held in Damascus this month, Syria hoping to jumpstart reconstruction of its devastated cities by inviting international investors to take part in lucrative opportunities. So far, though, a lack of any significant Western participants. News and analysis at townhall.com. Arrests in a series of high-profile burglaries in Southern California.
Los Angeles Police Captain Lillian Carranza says four young men, 18 and 19 years old, and one of their mothers have been arrested on charges of breaking into the homes of entertainment and sports celebrities after scoping out their homes and following their movements on social media.
The suspects refer to this practice as flocking, as they flock like birds to areas where the rich and famous resided.
Carranza says the four had more targets in mind.
The list contained the names of high-profile actors and professional athletes and Hollywood producers.
The victims include Rihanna, Dodgers star Yasiel Puig, and L.A. Rams wide receiver Robert Woods. I'm Tim McGuire.
A group of investors planning a comeback for Toys R Us. They say they'll work with potential partners to develop new ideas for stores in the U.S. and abroad. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Wednesday morning, and it's 8:05. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Not Thursday, but it is Trish Clark. I've been here all week. I'm going to be with you tomorrow morning as well. Having a great time visiting with all the people in Shasta County over the airwaves of at 1460.com. And it's 57 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 77 and a low of 60. On Thursday, showers likely. Excuse me, a high of 72 and a low of 53. And on Friday, a high of 75, a low of 57. Slight chance of rain throughout the rest of the week. And by Saturday, we're looking for sunny skies, mostly clear, a high of 78 and a low of 55. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low around 55. And high on Sunday of 79. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And for those of you paying attention to such things, the downtown air quality right now is excellent. We are seeing green across the board, according to the Purple Air site. Numbers down in the 20s up to about 50, so really good compared to where we were just days ago. Shasta Lake levels, for those of you paying attention to such, is currently 978 feet above sea level. That puts us 89 feet from the top of the dam, which isn't bad for October. Usually we're down around 100 feet low, so if we have another blessed winter, you might say, we'll see it come right back up, and maybe next summer we can make up for the losses of this last one.
Well, and which is a great lead into to our guest here this morning. We're happy to welcome Chief Roger Moore from the Reading Police Department.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
I'm glad you're joining us because there's all kinds of stuff going on that we can talk about. Let's just start with the issue with the impact on the community from the car fire and certainly personal impacts that we know about. You, certainly your family lost everything. And
yep. You know, it was significant and it touched the hearts of many, many people here in our community. And with 230,000 acres burned, 1,200 homes burned, 39,000 people displaced in our community, evacuated, it took a toll on our community, but I am so proud of our community. It is so resilient. And what we saw rise up out of that was our business owners opening up their businesses to, you know, feed people they didn't know, to clothe people. We had our churches, we had our colleges and other areas just open up shelters for people to be in. And the community outpouring and support for first responders was tremendous. It was amazing. And FEMA coming in, Cal Recycle coming in, Cal OES being here. It kind of comforted me, I know, in my family because my father also lost his home. And it was a good feeling. We feel like people wrap their arm around us and to get things moving.
And it continues.
It continues, correct.
We had Cascade Theater on this morning, and we've got a concert tonight that Graham Nash donated $20,000 and a concert and free tickets and all kinds of things. It continues. We've had all kinds of great fundraisers throughout the community, throughout Shasta County, to kind of try to heal and make whole this county again.
Absolutely. And we have many, many months left to go.
Ways to go.
And I know this community will not forget that. They'll keep going with fundraisers and different things, which of course I always support, and so does my family. But this is an amazing, resilient community, and this is going to be rebuilt bigger and better than before. And we'll, ultimately, folks will be better off for it. though it was a tragic event. And, you know, and it's a true test of a community is how you respond to adversity, and we responded very well.
And I think that I'm a forever optimist. I believe that this, the fire behavior that we witnessed in this fire is something that I have quite a history with fire background in my family, and my husband was the air operations officer for the U.S. Forest Service. My son's a battalion chief for a fire department. Been in fire and around it, worked extended dispatch, so I know a little bit, and I know a lot of people in the fire industry. That's by way of saying nobody ever witnessed this kind of fire behavior anyplace.
No, no.
And we gained recognition throughout the United States.
Right.
They're talking about this, and there's a lot of things going on. From Washington, D.C., some studies being done, some things that they're coming back in to look at fire behavior.
Right.
I think some really positive things are going to come out of this. I'm hopeful one of the things is going to be that we're going to turn around as a government and start to manage these public lands.
Mm-hmm.
We're unfortunately in an area that has a lot of public land.
That's true.
The people on the East Coast, the senators, the congressmen, they don't understand how much public land is in some of our communities.
Right.
And how dependent we are on the rules that they make as to how that's handled. They
right.
haven't done a really good job in the last 50 years of maintaining these public lands. And I think maybe they've heard that now. So maybe
you
that's
know,
a good thing.
Absolutely.
That came out of this awful disaster.
Right. And talk about just a different way of fire. I mean, this at one point during evacuation process, I remember looking up at this column of fire, and it was so big and so wide that there was no fighting it. You had to get out of its way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just managing chaos, getting people safe. And that's what we tried to do. This is such a unique firestorm because it was going in four different directions. You couldn't predict it. Once it crossed the Sacramento River, I watched several columns of fire come together and start that firestorm. And you couldn't do anything about it. It was so big. And it was quite a sight and very destructive and scary.
Yeah. I think it's incredible. While we did certainly have a tragic loss of life in the incidents, it could have been so much worse.
It really could have. And I remember vividly coming out of the River Ridge neighborhood and watching that fire tornado on my left. And as I turned kind of southbound onto Quartz Hill, I saw everybody in gridlock.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people in gridlock because they either waited till the last minute or I don't know what. But I can remember seeing that storm bend away from me in my rearview mirror and going, thank God, because this would have been awful had it bent down into the city.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Tragic, but as you indicate, we are recovering.
Yes, we are.
It is incredible to watch the attitude of the people, as yourself and your father and the people I run into all the time, and the attitude, it is what it is, and we're just going to get beyond it and move forward, and that's incredible
that
people are able to do that, and hopefully we can help them do that.
Yep, and Cal Recycle has over 200 lots scraped, ready to go. They're getting through the testing process. We've cut out a lot of the red tape in the planning department, thanks to our city manager. We've brought people back to, look at the plans, expedite things, and it's been a good feeling, you know. So I just can't thank the city enough for getting ahead of all of this. So I think we are months ahead of where, like, Santa Rosa was when they lost all those homes. So I'm thankful for that.
Well, and I remember that they came up here with some ideas and some conversation, and then that's kind of paying ahead. They've been there, done that.
Correct.
Let's not, those since making the same mistakes. You don't need to repeat everything that went wrong in the first go-around.
Absolutely. So. Our city manager is very aggressive in that, and the learning from what other cities went through. And to not repeat those mistakes.
That's good. Real good. We're going to take a break. And if you have questions or anything you'd like to question the police chief about, you can give us a call at 605-4567. And we'll be back after these messages.
KCNR's Free Fire Radio at 814. This portion of the program brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your needs in those realms under one roof. They help families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. They've been doing that since 1993. Judy Maxwell has. She's at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to next to Members First Credit Union, 221-0441. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little.
presents Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Graham Nash. Graham Nash has penned and performed some of the most iconic songs of the past 50 years, from the Hollies, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, to his own solo career. Nash's songs are legendary. Graham Nash at the Cascade Theater with an intimate evening of stories and songs October 3rd. Get tickets before they're all sold out at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 9600.
This is Diane Hawks at the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
KCNR's Free Fire Radio at 818. It is about 60 degrees in downtown. The weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show comes to you courtesy of Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors give you the most complete CCW training in the real Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark, and we're visiting this morning with Chief Roger Moore from the Reading Police Department. Last night in Reading, there was a whole lot of people out doing fun stuff in their yards. Talk about that.
Yes. So National Night Out was last night. We had many, many block parties to attend. We teamed up, our officers teamed up with dignitaries, and we went out and spoke to the community, answered their questions. It was just a wonderful night. People were out celebrating. It was a chance to turn on your lights, get together, talk to your neighbors, get to know them, and make a statement that, you know what, we're not going to accept crime in our neighborhood. And if it happens, we're going to unite together, and we're going to call the police, and we're going to do something about it. But it was really nice to see that. I mean, it was everybody getting out again. I saw so many kids playing games. Even one place I went had a band. It was just a good feeling, and I think that was such a good time for this community to do that. It was perfect weather. You know, we got a little rain the last couple of days. I think everyone's thankful for that. I know I am. And it was just a good time to visit, to talk about crime in their community, how to be safe. And it was just a wonderful event.
And one of the good keys is, you know, we used to know our neighbors and we used to visit on a regular basis. We get so busy now that we forget that they can be a real asset to us. So you need to take the time to find out, well, who are the people living on either side of you and across the street? And form those alliances so you're kind of watching out for each other. I'm very fortunate in the neighborhood that I live in because I travel a bit. But my neighbors kind of, you know, I let them know, hey, I'm going to be gone. And they kind of watch out for my place.
Yeah.
And I do the same for them. We need to do more of that. And when you see strange people in the neighborhood, then you got more than one eye on it. And everybody turn your lights on and they'll go away.
Yes. And, you know, the last couple of years, we've made a big push to really bolster our neighborhood watch groups. And thanks to one of our volunteers, Harry Morvec, we now have upwards of over 85 neighborhood watch groups in this city. And so those are citizens watching out for citizens. And that communication with the police department has been streamlined. We have the ability to, you know, contact a neighborhood policing unit officer in your particular sector of the city. We've split the city into four quadrants, and each quadrant has a neighborhood policing unit officer assigned to them. And so they can send them an email to let them know the crime that's going on in the neighborhood.
We got a comment from the chat room.
Well, these questions came in before the break, and I wanted to address them before they scroll completely off. Listener Jimmy has a couple of questions about the sit and lie ordinance. There's one in Chico. Do we have something similar here? And then about Anderson's way of handling the panhandlers and penalizing them for their deeds, Chief.
Yeah, so we do have a lot of those same ordinances, and we do use them. And we also use them with caution, though, because we know that there's people out there just ready to sue us as an entity. So we have to stay within the bounds of our laws, but we do. We go out, and we're very aggressive with that. We want cooperation from folks. So my thought is when we go out and do criminal sweeps and things like that, let's say it's in the parks, I want to do twofold. We have information from HHSA, Health and Human Services Agency, about how to get resources, how to get help. We offer that, but we also say, you know, if you're not going to take this, take and get help, we're going to then enforce the laws. And that's what we're doing. And that's what we're trying to do to make a clean, safe neighborhood. So we do that. In reference to panhandlers on the street, we have many, many vehicle codes that cover that, and that's what we use when people step out into traffic, things like that. So we do use that. Our officers are very aware of that. We do give lots and lots of tickets out to folks that are doing things that, you know, quite frankly, we don't want to see in this community. So we're staying on it, and, you know, we're doing the best we can right now.
And the reality of it is, you can't lock them up. We've been there, done that with the jail faces. You're not locking these people in the jail.
Correct.
What we have to do as a community, in my mind, is you have to make it so uncomfortable for them that they, number one, don't spread the word that this is a great place to be and have their friends join them, and that they go look someplace else for a place to be an idiot.
Right. I mean, really, that's the case. We just want people to obey the laws, right, and to respect others and to just use common decency in public. And that's what we're after. We know that all transients are criminals and vice versa, but some of the folks that we encounter are criminals, and those are the ones that we're addressing right now. One of my focuses for the upcoming year is going to be addressing repeat criminals. I was able to get a hold of some information in a six-month period last year to the end of the year, so June to December of last year. I looked at 30 people, and these are the top offenders in our city, 30 people. 30 separate people accounted for 422 arrests in 6 months. And so the top guy had like 34 different arrests. So eventually when we get room at the jail, which I know our sheriff is diligently working on, the law enforcement leaders in this community are going to start addressing those people. and getting held accountable and getting them to court, and because that's what we need.
Oh, for sure. 30 people account for almost 500 bookings.
Correct.
That'd be just really make a big dent.
Yeah,
in what you guys are doing.
These are people known to law enforcement.
Known to law enforcement, either by tickets or actual physical arrest. But those are the people that are creating the quality of life crimes that are in our community's face every day, and that's what we want to address.
Yeah, I think that we have to pick this off a little bit at a time. We didn't get here overnight.
That's correct.
And we're not going to get out of it overnight.
Right.
There isn't the magic pill.
And just to set the stage, in 2008, we lost almost 20 police officers due to the economic downturn and 19 community service officers and 25% of my record staff. Yet, AB 109, Prop 47, and 57 has increased our workload. And so now, you know, we're trying to claw our way back. You know, we're up to 107 sworn officers now. But that's a long shot where we were before. We have 4 CSOs. And so we're trying to get those bodies back so we can service our community like they deserve.
Well, and as we point out continually, that's only part of the problem, because you guys can man up at the Anderson Police Department and at the Reading Police Department. And if we don't figure out a way to have a jail space and the rest of the system, the
right.
probation and the district attorney and the public defender.
That's correct.
And the courts, and it's a system.
It is
an
absolute system.
And you can't just put the money at arresting people if you don't have the system to deal with them after.
You're absolutely right.
So we have to work as a community. One of the things Mike Johnson and I talked about on Monday, the Anderson Fire Police Chief, is that the great level of cooperation
right.
that we do have between the sheriff and the police chiefs and
correct.
The whole justice system. And we have to get the people in the county to understand that it isn't always just about one entity. It's about a system and making it work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And on that note right there, I was so impressed after the car fire how everyone worked together. They put down their kingdom, so to speak, and they just worked together. And that was so nice and refreshing to see. And so just a hats off to our local law enforcement first responders, because it didn't matter what patch you had on your shoulder. We were all working together. And
yeah.
That was so good to see.
I know that when I visit with my fire friends from out the United States, they're always amazed at how closely everybody works together
yes.
in this community I live in. And it's been that way for a while. And I'm
fires tend to ignore jurisdictions.
They sure do.
They know no boundaries.
Well, but,
right?
I will tell you that I've been in communities. When I lived in San Jose, I sat and watched a building burn down one day between Los Gatos and another community while the fire departments queried which jurisdiction it was in.
Yeah. So our philosophy is do the right thing. Let's talk about it later.
Exactly.
Right? Whoever gets there first, let's fix the problem.
That's exactly right. And it's a breath of fresh air for a lot of us that have lived in the bigger cities.
Yes.
So I think we'll take a break and we'll come back after these messages.
And this portion of KCNR's Free Fire Radio is brought to you by a private company I like to call the force multiplier for our local public safety. That would be North State Security. Ever since 1968, they have been an ounce of prevention. It's a presence at your business. Over 100 officers. They are the largest security company north of Sacramento, so that the chief's people don't have to. North State Security is out there protecting the airports, Reading Electric Utility, the power plants, high schools. They are just about everywhere, and they can help you with your event, too. Whether it's a power plant, a party, or anything in between, North State Security has been Northern California's ounce of prevention since 1968, and they are a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Real people, real winners. Start your week off right with some football fun at Wind River Resort and Casino every Monday. Come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a gift certificate to see your favorite team, prizes, halftime free spins, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Grub on our stadium snacks half off during the game. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots, and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino, and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio at 8:32 on a Wednesday morning. This portion of the program is brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's. It's an Irish pub in the heart of downtown Reading, the only true Irish pub in Reading. They've been best of the North State since 2011. Monday night football is happening down there. You can get wings, burgers, Irish nachos, and 16 brews on tap. Don't try them all at once, okay? That's Shameless O'Leary's in downtown Reading, 1701 California Street. Now, back to our show.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. It's Wednesday morning, and this is Trish Clark, and we're having a conversation here with Chief Roger Moore from the Reading Police Department, talking about all kinds of things. If you've got a question or a topic that you'd like some more information about, give us a call at 605-4567. We welcome your input. And we were going...
We got one out of the chat room tossed out during the break. Individual says in the chat room, there's a city in the Bay Area, possibly San Mateo. The Public Safety Department has police officers who are also trained firefighters. That makes one command staff, which he says is a cost savings. Flexibility in responding to public safety needs. Has a city ever considered a consolidated public safety department like that? And that's kind of in the same vein as saying that the sheriff should take over everything. So that's sort of a parallel question.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting concept. I know that does work, and I think it's Sunnyvale and a couple other communities down there. You know, the fact of the matter is it still requires the same amount of resources, the same amount of supervision. The only benefit to that is some folks would be cross-trained. We have never looked at that, but again, it would take the same amount of personnel, same amount of supervision to fix that sort of thing. But also in those cities, some people realize that I want to be a fireman and not a police officer. And in most cities, they allow them to stay in that role. And some want to be police officers and not firemen. And so that's kind of what's happening in those cities. It seems to work for them, I don't know if it would work here.
How unique is our unified dispatch through Shascoma? Is that fairly unique to our area?
You know, it used to be, but now other agencies and cities across California realize the benefit of having a consolidated dispatch system. So I can reach across the counter and talk to you who might be dispatching for CAL FIRE and get information immediately and dispatch it out to the officers. So that communication has been good, really good.
Let's do a little, that's a good conversation, because when Shascom first started, everybody was together, and then Anderson broke off.
Correct.
And the fire broke off, and then kind of update us. We haven't talked Shascom. I haven't heard conversation about that in a long time. In the county, where exactly is it? Who's being dispatched out of there, and who's running it? And give us a little update on Shascom.
Yeah, so Jim Divis is running it. He runs our Shascom division. And you're right. Over time, people have gone in and then bounced out and then back in. And so, you know, it's predominantly EMS, fire. It is the sheriff's department. It's us up there. So it's doing good. It's actually.
And Anderson Police is being dispatched out of there again?
To the best of my knowledge, I believe at certain times they are, or maybe. I knew it was going to be either in the evening or the day, but I do believe that they're coming back into the fold under Shascom.
Okay. I know, because that's been that off again, on again kind of situation where we
right.
had, but the idea always made good sense that
it absolutely does,
because we all again share resources.
Right.
We talked with the fire chief Steve Lowe yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about the fact that none of our fire engines are carrying enough people to do anything when they go
Correct.
Out under state law.
Right.
So it takes more than one rig to be on scene. Certainly in the case of Anderson, we always need a backup engine.
Yes.
Before, if you have a going fire, that you can do anything.
Right.
So it makes sense that
yes.
they're dispatching out of one area.
Right.
Getting all the resources to an area that you need.
Yep. And we share resources. Our fire will help CDF out. We will help Anderson if they need help. We'll help the Sheriff's Department. Highway Patrol helps us. And so it is good to be up here in the North State. One good thing, if anything, that's good that came out of the economic downturn, it was the ability to help each other and break down whatever lines we had before, because that's how we have to be to get the job done. And that's what we've done. And so we've actually fostered a lot of good relationships out of that.
A lot of good organization. The original downturn in the 90s when a lot of stuff happened with the Prop 172 funds and the money going back to the property tax.
Right.
Going back to the state or going away from counties and into the state and away from the local jurisdictions. Those cut a lot of fat off of the budgets of local government.
Yeah.
And streamlined a lot of operations. So in a way that was kind of a good thing, because we did streamline, become more efficient, and make a better job of what we're doing.
Right.
Some would say now that in some areas of a local government, we've expanded that, but I don't think it's in public safety.
You know, that's correct. So, you know, we're funded out of the general fund, as you know, and that's predominantly funded by sales tax and property tax. And so, on a side note, with the car fire, for the next couple of years, we're going to have a lot of building in the community, and we're going to have a lot of jobs. And so it may push more funds into the general fund to help us out. And so, again, something good may come of a tragedy.
Speaking of sales tax, we've got two huge developments going on down on Bonneview. And then that area, which are sales tax generators.
Okay.
What kind of an impact are those having on those neighborhoods down there that you see from the police department?
Are you referring to other neighborhoods going in and building and things like that?
The buildings and the retail that's going in those areas that are
right.
going
to. So all that helps us, all of it, as far as money coming into us. On the backside of that is if we stay status quo with our police officers over years, and the city's growing. That's going to expand our response times, because we don't have enough officers to cover that. And so we have to keep that in balance and keep that in check. But I think it's a good thing. I like that revenue to come in, and hopefully we can see more officers and community service officers eventually.
Well, and certainly that's the thing. We have to recognize this, as you indicate, as the population grows and as these new businesses come in, they certainly have an impact on the service level that we're able to provide.
That's correct.
Okay, so other subjects that we can talk about.
Yes. Okay. So it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Oh, there you go.
And we rolled out two pink cars and a pink motorcycle, thanks to Signorama. And
are they the Signorama? Are they the funnest company?
Oh, they're amazing.
They are.
And so we had a little kickoff earlier this week, and we also have a big pink ribbon on the front of our fire trucks. And so everybody's involved this year, and it's going to be bigger and better. And it's just a way for us to work with the community, get that message out there. So when everybody sees a pink car, I want people to think, gosh, I need to go get my exam scheduled. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their life. And early detection, it is 98% curable.
That's right.
And that's the message we want to get out there. And anything we can do to support that, we're going to this year. We're going to be at the bag giveaways this year at different locations. We'll have the pink cars out. We're going to actually have raffles. So if you see our pink car out and about, you take a picture of the pink car. Maybe you're in the picture, maybe not, but send it in. Hashtag Reading Thanks Pink, and send it in to us. And each week we're going to have a drawing, and we're going to give away some prizes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And what day are we coming up with the ribbons and the giveaways, and is it?
Well, that's going to be every week, and that's going to be coordinated by one of our corporals, Sam Yamas, and
okay.
We have yet to be determined on the dates.
Okay.
But stand by, follow us, and like us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and you'll get the information.
The society has gone to the whole electronic media.
Social media, yes.
Social media. Yeah.
And you know what? It's been very powerful. And I'm so blessed this year we were able to get a social media team at the police department. And so we have about 7 or 8 people on it right now. And what we do is we go out there and we will take pictures. We'll do live interviews. We'll get our message out there of what's really happening in the city. And so it's been very powerful. It's been good.
It's effective. And I think people are a lot of people think that it's just the younger generation that are involved in this, and I'm here to tell you that's not true.
Absolutely.
The population, I down at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, I run that facility, and we have computer classes there
yes.
2-3 days a week, and you've got all of the senior population. They're in there with their smartphones and their tablets.
Yes.
And they're learning how to use
right.
them, and they realize that if they want that information, it's not in the phone book. It's not in the newspaper, that
right.
printed word. You want to get all the information that's available out there. You need to be a part of what's going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so I encourage all you seniors out there, if you haven't got that smartphone or the tablet or what have you, you don't think you know what's going on, it's an easy, schmeasy way thing
yep.
to learn. There's ways to get out there and get involved, but that's how you keep up with what's happening.
Absolutely. You know, and we pushed out a lot of information a couple of weeks ago. We had a safety fair at City Hall. And we had everybody represented there, local law enforcement agencies. We had REU was in force down there. Everything that our city has to offer, we showcased it. Our unmanned aerial vehicles, our SWAT team, our K-9 team, Highway Patrol flew their helicopter in there and made an amazing landing in a very windy evening. And it was a good time for us to actually get out and talk to the community. And so we pushed out social media messages on that. And it was just a good time.
You know, I encourage people that, again, this is your opportunity. I know you're sitting out there with questions that you'd love to ask the chief of police from the city of Reading, and you can give us a call at 605-4567. I know he'd be happy to have your input and questions about anything that you're interested in. This is your opportunity. A lovely local radio that you get to talk to the people that are making a difference in your community. So give us a call. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with our last segment.
844 on KCNR, 1460's Free Fire Radio. Shasta Regional Medical Center brings you this portion of the program in the heart of downtown Reading. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice.
Learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us.
The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
What would Prop 10 mean for California? It would make housing even more expensive while putting government in control. It could create more than 500 local rent boards, all with the power to regulate single-family homes, add fees to housing, and even dictate what you can charge to rent out your own home. California's nonpartisan analyst says Prop 10 would cost local governments millions, leading to even higher taxes while destroying thousands of jobs. And if this flawed plan gets challenged in court, Prop 10 puts taxpayers on the hook to defend it. Check the facts for yourself at Prop10Flaws.com and vote no on Prop 10. Paid for by No on Prop 10, a flawed initiative that will make the housing crisis worse. A coalition of housing advocates, renters, large and small businesses, taxpayer groups, and veterans. Committee major funding from Michael K. Haid, including Western National Group and affiliated entities.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio. It's about 12 minutes to 9 on Wednesday morning, and 62 degrees in downtown Reading. We're visiting with Chief Roger Moore, and we have a phone call. So we're going to go to the phones and speak with Morton. Good morning, Morton.
Good morning. Glad to hear the radio program. I'm hoping what I'm going to say is familiar to most folks, but here's some history. Back in the 1890s, apparently a worker in the patent office wanted a patent office to be closed down because everything had been invented. And, of course, that's ridiculous. And later there were those who said that men can never fly. It's impossible. And, of course, they were made wrong. But so I'm going to hope that there are those that say the car fire tornadoes are normal and natural. But, Chief, I hope that you're going to go to the Holiday Inn October 20th and hear evidence of possible arson. I know it's going to be hard to take because we know that that's impossible, of course, just like the like Tesla making or Edison was ridiculing Tesla because Tesla wanted to make alternating current. Anyway, there's things out there that we don't know about and we need to investigate. And I hope you would consider the meeting at October 20th dollar it in.
Well, Morton, I do know that there are arsonists out there, but in reference to the car fire, we know what started that in reference to a tire coming off a rim. But in reference to arsonists, there are arsonists out there. That's where we have arson investigators, and we do a lot of technology behind the scenes to locate and arrest those folks.
Well, aren't these tornado fires a little bit abnormal? I've run into those and say, oh, no, perfectly normal, perfectly normal.
Oh, nothing normal about it.
Nothing normal.
Well, Martin, if I may interject, my wife is, in fact, a professional meteorologist. Fire whirls of that magnitude are extremely rare, but it's not like it's never happened before. I can show you a couple of videos where they have happened. This was, and you can read this in the Green Sheet report that CAL FIRE issued, this particular incident was a perfect storm of conditions that caused a larger and far more dynamic situation than would have happened normally. There was no evil intention here. It was simply a force of nature.
Would you please investigate further? That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for you to come up with a conclusion at the moment. I'm asking you to investigate further. That's all. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your comments, Morton. Appreciate you listening. Certainly, you know, we have an active arson task force in this area because there certainly are issues with arson.
Yes.
That are being addressed on a regular basis. The fire chief from the city of Anderson, Steve Lowe, is an active member of that arson task force, and so I keep up to date on that information with mm-hmm. him. But the other thing that we have in the community, which we don't talk about a lot, and this is not a police issue, it's a fire issue, but is the efforts that we're making with the youth in the community to educate and turn aside those tendencies
towards
wanting to burn things.
Absolutely. And so one of our fire inspectors, Patrick O'Connor, through Youth Violence Prevention Council, which is now Youth Options, does the Fire Setter program. And that has been so popular, led by Youth Options, supported by Youth Options. And, I can't believe how popular that is. And it gets right down to the heart of what's happening with a child and somebody who likes to start fires and that education process. And it's been very powerful.
Well, and for those that are listening out there, if you know of a young person who has this tendency to be fascinated by fire, that's not something you want to ignore.
Absolutely not.
And there are programs available in the community to help get that curiosity under control and headed in the right direction.
Absolutely. And the Reading Fire Department is on the cutting edge of that. So it's just a great program.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so final thoughts. We've got about 7 minutes left here of stuff and always a lot to talk about with the police department and police issues. One of the things that I was asked about yesterday is where are we on the project over at the park about the fence? And
so that's a good question. Our city council voted to go ahead and fence off South City Park. I know that they were taking measurements last week on the first run of that fence. We're waiting for donations and funding of the fence to come in because that has to be privately funded. And so I think we're at the point where we're going to get ready to move forward, but I don't know where the funding is completely. I do know that I'm very in tune to what happens with that population once that park is fenced off. I want to know where these folks are going and if there's any problems in neighborhoods, because I know there will be unintended consequences out of this. They could be on our in our backyards. Some folks could be camping out in our businesses, other parks, and so we want to know that.
Jump to another subject. The food trucks have opened downtown.
Yes,
And I understand. I was down on Saturday night down in the downtown area. A lot of people moving around.
Yes,
I went to a concert at the Cascade, so I didn't get to do that. But so how's that going?
It's going great. The feedback I have received from that. It was an amazing event. These food trucks, they're bringing in good people to Library Park in that area. And it's very popular. And everybody loves it. So
I know we've had, we loved it down in Anderson, and we're kind of happy with it. I mean, good things happen from bad situations. You kind of got mired down in Redding with the whole idea, but they were ready to go. So we've enjoyed them down at the Anderson River Park.
Yeah.
It's some time to come, so we're going to continue to do both.
Great partnership. It gives people choices, and it gives people an area where they can just go visit.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it's just a good feeling to be around. And so I know... there's other restaurants around there that people can enjoy as well. And it's good. It's a good part of downtown and the revitalization of downtown. I really like it.
So have they hired private security?
Not yet. They're at the point where they're assessing if there's going to be any issues or not. And, we have our downtown officer that's down there doing drive-bys. And so far... my philosophy is if you fill a park with good people, the bad element will leave. And that's what happened here. And so that's a good thing. And so we're monitoring that. If there are issues, then I think, Mr. Franklin will step up and hire security. But I think as of right now, I think we're just monitoring it.
Cool. That's good. Yeah. It's good. Look, and they're going to be open. Someone said earlier, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night?
It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but I can't be for sure on that. You'll have to turn to social media to find that out.
And check it out. But, yeah. Well, there's just so much going on. I also want to remind everybody before we get to the end that the Red Robin, this weekend, 6th and 7th, they're doing, at all California locations they've picked out, different organizations that they're going to give 10% of their profits to. And I want to invite everybody to go to the Red Robin here on Dana Drive in Redding because the proceeds, 10% of the proceeds for those 2 days are going to go to the Anderson Fire Protection District.
Wonderful.
So they reached out, and that's a great fundraiser for that department. And so yes. Just want to remind everybody to go and do that.
Yes. And also I wanted to thank everybody that came out for our We Back the Blue event down at the Elks Lodge this Saturday. And thank you so much to the Elks Lodge. They are a huge supporter of ours. And they give us space, they give us time to do our thing down there. And it was just a great showing, wonderful families down there. And thanks to Brian Martin and thanks to the folks from Sciencations for helping out. It was an amazing, amazing event, just like it is every year.
It is. And that's another one of those cooperation things where the Sheriff's Department and the Anderson Fire Protection,
yes.
or Anderson Fire Department, or Police Department, Redding Police
yep.
Department, everybody gets a piece of that. The Elks Lodge really is a big player
yes.
in our community. Big shout out
yep.
to them and the people involved in that.
Couldn't thank them enough. They're a wonderful, wonderful organization.
Yeah, it is a good organization. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts are just I want to remind everybody to please, please call in crimes. I'm fearful that folks are not calling in crimes, thinking that we don't want to hear it, but we won't show up. That's false on both those occasions. We do want to know right down to the smallest crime. We have to log those, even if it takes us several hours to respond. We need to know what's happening in the community. You can make reports online. You can call dispatch. But we do want to know, and we care.
Yeah, and we remind you always that the squeaky wheel gets the oil. If they get
yes,
a call,
ma'am.
I'm going to guarantee you that if you've got a problem in your neighborhood and it's reoccurring, and maybe it's not a big thing to begin with, but if enough people call, they're going to pay attention to it.
And that's true. And just so everybody knows, we're up over 100,000 calls for service a year with over 10,000 arrests, and when my day shift goes in service in the morning for 60 square miles, I've got 7 officers and a supervisor. And so they have, on average, handle about 275 calls a day. So a very busy department, but we want to hear what's happening in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And there are other people out there, these neighborhood watch. I would encourage everybody to find out if you live in a neighborhood that has a neighborhood watch. If you don't, get together with your neighbors and
yes.
figure out how to start that, because it's one of the biggest things you can
right.
do to put your phone tree together, your email list, where you can let people know I'm in an active one in my community.
Yes.
And if something's happening, we
yes.
get an email or
powerful
a text.
Tool.
Very powerful tool. We don't like to think we live in communities where we have to do so much for ourselves, but the reality is we do. Things have changed. You can't leave your doors unlocked anymore. You can't leave your computer sitting on your front seat of your car and not expect it. So don't be a victim. Get out and
right.
help your police department and the people that are there to support you and
yes.
help you. Help yourself a bit.
Thank you. And for more information on that, you can go to our Redding Police Department website, and there's an icon that talks about Neighborhood Watch and how to get involved.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Enjoyed visiting with you. And
thank
I'm
you.
Sure we got some information out to the community. See you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7.